following took place on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas, USA.
A very busy, lively show so far, and it continues as we are joined now by Neil Rackers. And Neil, you know, it's hot out there. You're working. And I mean, have you been in a situation like this recently in your career where you're waged in such a tight battle for such a coveted position on the team?
Well, not since my rookie year when I was competing with Doug Pelfrey in Cincinnati. But, you know, it's kind of a fun situation with Chris being the guy that he is. It's a situation where we get to hang out all practice, have a lot of respect for one another, and both go do the best that we can and make the Texans make a decision on who they want to kick for their ball club.
I know you've been asked this before, but for the benefit of our listeners here on the home of the Texans, if you can reiterate as you're getting stuff thrown at you. I can tell you're liked, well-liked already. People are literally throwing stuff at you, your teammates. Anyway, perhaps future teammates, of course teammates for now. What you could have taken a much easier route to get a job in the NFL. Why did you pick the Houston Texans?
You know what, after, did you see the second half of the game against the Cardinals last year?
Yeah.
I mean, this ball club's got a lot of weapons, going to win a lot of ball games. And I wanted to be a part of it, so that's why I chose Houston.
It was about an opportunity to win as much as, you know, the individual stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so you talk about a battle, and you obviously saw some of what happened with the Texans last year. When talking with Chris, obviously he's not happy about the way things transpired. But do you guys have whenever you talk about a rivalry between each other, is it a heated thing or is it a you're out there to make each other better type thing?
Yeah, I think we're out there to make each other better because, you know, there's no doubt that Chris and I are in the top 32 guys in the NFL. So
sure.
Whoever's not here is going to get an opportunity someplace else. And this competition does make you better. Like I say, he's a great.
It was one of the first times you really went at it with the whole group. And
right.
The teams, if you can lay that up for us, how it went for you. I know you hit everything.
Ball flew straight. That's a good day. I like to do that all the time.
Like golf.
Exactly.
Exactly.
All right, so when you say you guys help each other out, because, I mean, sometimes if you're in a competition, you're kind of sitting there secretly hoping, man, I kind of hope he yanks one here, misses one there. If you miss a kick or he misses a kick, are you walking over saying, hey, Chris, you know, I kind of saw that you planted wrong here. Maybe this is what happened here. Is that the kind of stuff we're talking about?
Well, it's just when you've had problems, you know, with certain things. You've got someone to talk to. I mean, I'm not sitting there saying, yeah, Chris, you pulled that one a little bit. I think your plant foot was here, you know.
Yeah.
It's not something that you offer, but, you know, if you ask a question to the other guy, if you're feeling something or you're having a problem with something, then you can ask another guy that's done it for a long time, and I think that's valuable.
Has the experience been what you thought it would be joining the organization and what you see on the field?
It's a tremendous organization.
Yeah.
People have treated me phenomenal since I've been here, and the talent here. I think what's fun is a lot of guys don't know how good they can be yet, and that's what makes a team dangerous. And,
well, I was going to follow up with that. I mean, you've been there. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You've been to where everybody wants to go here. I mean, that's got to be a good something you can offer to this team as well.
Once you get in the tournament, it's amazing what can happen.
Yeah.
And obviously we learned that out in Arizona, being what was called, I believe, by Chris Collinsworth to be the worst playoff team in NFL history.
Not that you're holding a grudge.
No, not at all. But, you know, there's a lot of good things going on here. And they're under coach, I think they're going to be successful.
Neil Rackers is our guest. Take us into the psyche of a kicker. That, you know, people look at the kicker and say, well, your job is just to go out there and make one or two kicks. But you're on the bench cold and you haven't had to kick all game and you're coming in with 2 seconds to go, game on the line. You know, it sounds easy in theory, but take us into that moment as a kicker.
You know, it's I don't really think about it. I mean, at this point in our careers, what have we kicked, 50,000 balls? I mean, there's no point in changing it in that situation. Go out and do what you do.
Let me ask you this as far as the competition, quote-unquote, because obviously you both want to win the job. I mean, you're friendly with each other. You like each other. I can tell you're a fun-loving guy. Talking to you off-air real brief right here. But is there anything that can happen in training camp that can emulate or even come close to emulate the pressure, quote-unquote, that you guys are going to have to feel once the lights are on?
You know, for me, I think the biggest pressure is one thing I've taken pride in my career is being one of the guys, being a team guy,
yeah.
Letting the guys know in the offseason I'm going to be lifting and running and doing the things that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the stressful part about this situation is having to prove to a new group of guys that the ball's going to fly through the uprights when I get on the field.
And, right.
That's more nerve-wracking than a game situation to me.
Right.
I mean, you want guys to know, hey, when you get it to a certain point, you're getting 3 points. And so that's how I'm treating it. I've got to let these guys know when I step on the field that I'm going to make the kick.
How have you let go? You had a couple of struggles as well. Right. You let that go. How do you come back and approach that?
Well, don't try to play through injuries quite as much.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Had torn my groin and my external rotators last year and tried to come back early because I wanted to play in the playoffs, and it obviously didn't pan out.
Yeah.
So I've got to be smarter and put the team first rather than being stubborn and staying on the field.
Neil, we appreciate it, and we're going to let you get rested, and we wish you the best of luck in the contest with Chris, and thank you for the time.
Thank you.